And we have more on faith and family theme, this time written by Stephanie Grimaldi, who is a freelance writer living in Antioch, Illinois. The title, Lessons from Family Camp. If the last few months have taught us anything, perhaps it's that slowing down and enjoying the moment are good things, or that simplicity is surprisingly refreshing compared to life's daily complexities. Some families have been practicing and enjoying these lessons for generations at Lutheran Outdoor Ministries, including Camp Luther in Ohio, part of Lutheran Outdoor Ministries in Ohio, Calumet Lutheran Ministries Camp and Conference Center in New Hampshire, or Joy Ranch in South Dakota, part of Lutheran Outdoors in South Dakota. At these intergenerational camps, which typically provide short summer respites, families can spend intentional time with God, nature, and one another, and they quickly learn important lessons. You can survive and thrive on only what can fit inside a tent, room, camper, or cabin, said Rebecca Rogers-Mayer, a family camp program assistant at Calumet. As long as you're together, simple things are enough. It's not just baggage that can be pared down. Lifestyles can be simplified, too, when you put down your phone, disconnect from the world, and reconnect with those around you, said Marta Diem of Cleveland, a third-generation camper at Camp Luther. There's a simplicity that comes from a camping experience that's not going to come at Disney World or at Myrtle Beach, where everything is much more connected, she said. Because of it, I think that I have been able to learn what it means to value family time and to value my relationships with the people who matter most to me. Every ELCA family camp is a bit different, but you can expect certain daily activities. Most camps have a set time for meals at a dining hall, though some give the option of cooking at your campsite. There's also time, usually mid-morning, dedicated to typical camp activities that give the family a break. Kids can make crafts, play games, engage in Bible lessons, or hike with others their age, all supervised by camp staff, whereas parents and grandparents can take part in an adult Bible study or spend some time on their own, said Judy Hawkinson Smith, a deacon and camp director for families and adults at Calumet Lutheran Ministries. We tell people it's kind of a challenge by choice. You participate in as much as you want, or if you need time to relax, you can relax, said Jenny Franz, director of Camp Lutheran, which Camp Lutheran, said Jenny Franz, director of Camp Luther, which is exclusively a family camp. Most afternoons are purposely left wide open, which gives families the opportunity to adventure together. At Camp Luther, families hit the pool or hike through the woods along the shore of Lake Erie. At Calumet, the beach alongside Ossipee Lake is full of families enjoying the sun and sand while others traipse through the White Mountains. At Joy Ranch, which is modeled after an 1800s western town, grandparents and grandkids saddle up and hit the trails on horses. During this time, especially, families regroup and experience God's creation together. We've done a really great job in our country of segregating ages. This is their activity, and this is my activity. And camp is a great opportunity to play together, France said. You don't have to be concerned about who's cooking, who's washing dishes, and if you need a little break, there's that opportunity in the morning. At day's end, families often gather for a final campfire worship or special activity before retiring. That's the schedule. But what really happens at family camp? Well, that time, grandkids go get to spend time with their grandma and grandpa and see them do activities. And they often think they're really fun, whether it's riding a horse or roasting a hot dog. There's something that builds relationships with them in those moments, said Jake Hansen, director of Joy Ranch, which hosts a grandparent camp. And we can talk about horseback riding, but underlying this, they're talking about faith. They're talking about life. They're talking about the Bible and the gospel message. And I think to myself, how often do grandmas and grandpas and grandkids get to do that? Still, it is a vacation setting. Most families probably don't think of camp as a place to learn, but the lessons are there, report the camp staff. France grew up attending Camp Luther, and as an adult, camps with four generations of her family, her grandma, parents, sisters, and nephews. And one of our core values is faith, and so the focus on having faith conversations as a family is huge to us, she said. I tell people all the time that I had conversations with my grandma that I don't think I would have had anywhere else, because there was built-in time for them. I learn more about my grandmother's faith, and I learn more about my faith. But one of the most meaningful lessons from family camp is that repetition breeds retention. When you live together with others in a place committed to kindness, goodwill, fellowship, you develop a muscle memory for that way of being and carry it back to your home community, Maher said. Sometimes that means bringing camp ideas directly into your home. And I know some families who say, we went to camp together and we got home, we continue to do family devotions together because it was important for us, France said. Other times that means bringing camp home and sharing it with a larger community. They have a lot of songs they sing at Grace, and we have implemented some of those in our household, said Janice Vados of Connecticut, who has attended Calumet for years with her husband Felix and their children Ben, age 18, Jessica, 16, and Nicholas, 11. Some songs, we've brought them to our church and or Sunday school to bring them something new. I think that the camp lifestyle is so ingrained in my kids that we probably don't even recognize that it has been an influence from camp. For Diem, who has camped with her grandparents, parents, siblings, cousins, and other extended family at Camp Lutheran for her entire life, the memories reach even further. One of the key verses that is kind of preached or thought upon every Friday night at Camp Luther is Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works. One thing that stuck with her all these years, she said, was the idea that we have a light to shine. We all have something to give to the world, and we all have our own ways that we can show and experience Jesus with others.